Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZine, Ixon District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's coming up to that holiday part of the season and one of my favorite parts of the year, and you've got tips for us. I know I'm probably going to need some of these myself.
Yes, and it's kind of strange to be talking about the winter holidays when we've been enjoying this beautiful weather, but we know that it's going to happen sooner or later. And we want to keep in mind during the winter holiday season, things can get a little stressful, both mentally and financially, especially this year. A lot of folks are strapped for finances and grocery prices are going up. So I have some tips to share today to kind of help us manage all of that. So as the seasons begin, we've got food that we're looking at, we've got family who may be coming over, we've got friends that we're going to hang out with, and most importantly, we're going to have a lot of fun. So as these celebrations begin to be planned, it's super important for us to consider the mental and financial stresses that can happen during the holiday season. So one way to approach the holidays is by managing our time and managing our energy and our money, making sure we're not overbooking ourselves and taking a pause and looking at things that are important to us as individuals and what our family most enjoys about the holidays, and really focus in on those things. And what we see in a lot of research that's been found, as well as just talking with folks, one of the biggest things is just families being together, and we can create that atmosphere however we want to, keeping our budget in mind. So when we look at one of the biggest things in terms of expenses for our holiday budget, believe it or not, it is food, as we have all of the parties that we're going to or get-togethers that we're doing. We've got a lot of food that we're buying because folks like to gather around food. So we're looking at those traditional meals as well as serving food during the other events that are taking place. Another thing where we're stocking up on our groceries is if we do any holiday baking to use as gifts or to take with us as well when we're out and about. So making sure that we include all of that extra food that we might be purchasing this time of year that normally don't fit into a regular grocery bill, and having stuff set aside to help pay for that. Keeping in mind also some of the other things that take place around the holidays that are not things that are a normal part of our budget, and this can be budgeting for family photos if you do an annual family photo, or if you make a charitable donation this time of year, there again making sure you're adjusting your monthly budget and realizing that that is going to be a part of what you're spending this time of year. The other thing that I would caution folks to think about is sometimes we have unrealistic expectations of the holiday, and that can help create things that are stressful both mentally and financially as well. Social media plays a huge portion in this. We see things that are happening online. Oh, this person's doing a really cool party, and I want to do the same thing, and I want to get all of these special decorations. And we have to just really remember, as I mentioned, focus on what's important. Don't focus on what we see other folks doing and trying to do the same thing if it's not within our budget. It's certainly a way to learn some fun activities that we can do, but always being mindful of our budget is first and foremost. Stay away from that perfectionism and the high standards that we can place on ourselves. And even especially related to food, sometimes we want to try the latest and greatest and newest creative food. I know I am one of the folks that's right there. I love experimenting with food. But there again, sometimes the ingredients aren't going to fit within our budget. And then finally, when we're looking at gifts, gifts are going to be something that impacts our budget in the fall as well. Sticking to a shopping list is so important, and having a conversation with family members about what is appropriate for the dollar amount that they can really request in terms of a gift. Sometimes, especially the kids, are thinking about the items that they want and not necessarily looking at how much those items might cost a family member to purchase. So being mindful of that, especially with everybody's budgets being tight this time of year. So making those lists, sticking to the shopping list, I say that with the grocery budget, that is definitely true of the gift budget. Stick to your list and then do some research. Browse before purchasing, see what sales are out there, see what online deals you might be able to get, but definitely working to shop local whenever possible and help our communities. And last, and certainly another important thing when we're buying our gifts, is really be careful of how we're paying for those gifts and realize that there is a cost for credit. So if you get a zero financing offer, if you pay your item off within 12 to 18 months, yes, you may not be paying interest, but realize you're still spending that money and that money is going to hit your budget at one time or another. And if it's 0% for 12 months, guess what? It's going to come around and hit you next holiday season. So just be very careful about minimizing credit card usage this time of year and trying to pay cash whenever possible. So the whole goal is to make the holidays what we want the holidays to be. We want them to be comfortable with and make sure that we're living within our budget during the holidays to avoid all of the stress that goes on around our finances. If people have questions on budgeting, we've got some great tips through the Extension office. Feel free to reach out to me at 913-294-4306.
Everybody deserves to celebrate the holidays without feeling those budget constraints. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.